are you?
Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you. Hello there. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. It's been a while for me. Thank you for stopping by. I want to tell you about a book that I'm very excited about. It's a political satire. It's funny in most places and serious in others. I like the book a lot, and the reason I really like it is because I wrote it. My real name is Jerry DiCarano, not Paul Piper. That's my pseudonym. And since I put my real name on the book, I'm using it here today. So let me tell you about this book. It's a crazy book. It's very funny, I think, and other people have told me it's funny. And it is called Nobody Speaks Hawaiian in New Jersey. Quite a title, I think. What's it about? Well, let me read you a little bit of the copy that's on the back of the book, and you'll get an idea. It's a little hard to explain. There are several stories going on at one time in the book. But it is basically a book that makes fun of the federal government and bureaucrats and bureaucracies in future America. The book takes place in 2024. So, what's the book about? Well, in the book we have Lyndon Johnson's clone seeking re-election as president, and he longs to be his old man and not the puppet of his condescending political handlers. So we have Lyndon Johnson's clone, and we have a star-crossed university president, a very liberal, hapless lady by the name of Sandra Dement, and she is seeking funding for an extravagant climates and environments building. She's always building new buildings. She never stops, so she's always trying to find money, donors, and so on. And she finds herself at the center of a corruption scandal and a nationwide media circus. That is Sandra Dement, and her nickname in the book is Sandra Cement. Then we have Dudley Wizzle. Dudley is an 86-year-old resident of a New Jersey nursing home. He's hoping to replenish his exhausted medical benefits by qualifying for a federally sponsored protected job as a Hawaiian-speaking airline mechanic third class. Keep in mind, he's 86 and in a wheelchair. Then we have Rudy Calitri, a destitute linguistics grad student with only a peripheral knowledge of Polynesian languages, and he is sent by Sandra Cement to give a language test to Dudley Wizzle. And Sandra does this thinking that she's going to get a special favor from the President of the United States in the form of endless grant money for her university. How did Sandra Cement get connected to the President of the United States? Well, the President got angry. He issued a command. It went to the Secretary of Health and Human Services. And it just so happens that one of the flunkies in the third baseman at HHS happened to know Sandra Cement, and they were looking for somebody who could speak Hawaiian. And the flunky called Sandra, and Sandra called the linguistics student, and that's how it all happened. Who else is in the book? Well, a guy named Dakare Enziagwu. He is a visiting professor from Nigeria, and he's a bit of a chauvinist. You might say, politically incorrect. A politically incorrect opponent of Sandra Cement. So Sandra Cement is always trying to, as I said, find funding for new buildings and so on. And she gets involved in this big controversy concerning Mr. Wizzle and the grad student, and Dakare Enziagwu becomes a real thorn in her side. So these are the main characters in the book. There are also a lot of people in the press who are in the book. There are TV reporters in the book, and I make most of them out to be real knuckleheads who have no idea what they're saying or what they're trying to say. and most of them are politically correct and so on. So you know the the way these people are. So I take a couple good whacks at them and have a lot of fun with them. So the book is a lot of fun. It's also very serious because it is about what is going to happen to old people like Dudley Wiesel. Dudley Wiesel and other people in the nursing home are facing termination from the federal government because the federal government, by 2024, has started rationing medical care for indigent nursing home residents. And so people like Dudley typically get letters saying, well, your termination day is going to be on such and such, and if you have any problems, give us a call. Well, this becomes a big, big controversy in the book and a political hot potato for Lyndon Johnson II, who's running for re-election and so on. So that's what the book's about. And people tell me that it made them laugh. People tell me that it made them cry. So I think you'll enjoy it. Now, if you want to read a sample chapter or two, all you have to do is go to Amazon and look up the book, Nobody Speaks Hawaiian in New Jersey, and then you can click to the left there on a picture of the book where it says look inside, and you can read a chapter or two. And I hope that you will buy the book. You can buy it as an e-book, as a Kindle book, or you can buy the beautiful paperback version. Right now the paperback is $12.95 and the Kindle version is $9.95. The paperback version is 312 pages long, plus a couple of extra pages for copyright and that sort of thing. So it's a nice regular-sized book, and I think you'll enjoy it. Now, I want to tell you why I wrote the book, and I'm going to give you a serious answer, and then I'm going to give you some funny answers. The serious answer is I started the book about 10 years ago when people were discussing Obamacare. Obamacare had not been passed yet, and I was very concerned about it. I knew it would be a disaster. And one of the things that concerned me was that I figured that over time the federal government would run out of money to fund Obamacare, and so they would start rationing care. And it seemed to me that eventually they would get to the point of telling oldsters, it's over, and you need to choose euthanasia. And I'm very serious about this. I was very concerned about it, and that's why I started the book. But I happen to be a satirist, and so I wrote the book in a way that was humorous and entertaining rather than, you know, some preachy, serious tome that no one would want to read. So that's the real reason I wrote the book. Now, here's why I would like you to buy the book. I would like you to buy the book so that I could get invited on the Today Show. Here's what here's what I would like to do in my fantasy. If I got invited on the Today Show, they would be asking me all the goofy questions. You know, well, where'd you get the idea for the book, and what's your next book going to be? And we've noticed there's some controversial portions of this book here. Do you have any pushback on that? You know, all those questions that they always ask authors. And I would just answer, and I would be nice. And then all of a sudden I would stop and pause. They would get very concerned, you know. Are you all right? You know, I'd say, yeah, something's different here, though. I'm not sure what it is. It's something. Wait a minute. Where's Matt Lauer? I would love to do that. And if I could get on with Larry King, I think Larry still has a show on some internet channel or something. And if I could get on with Larry, we would be talking. I'd say, you know, Larry, by the way, a friend of mine and I were having an argument the other day. I was wondering if you could settle it for us. He said you've been married 15 times, and I think you've only been married 12 times. Which is it? That would be fun. Now, isn't that a good reason to be an author? Just so you can go on these shows and have fun with these people. Well, anyway, the book is the other reason why I want the book to be successful, and this is serious. This is a serious answer. It takes time to write a book. It's fun. I mean, believe me, you can have wonderful days writing a book when you know you've done something good and it came out well today. You're very happy. That's wonderful. But it is a time-consuming enterprise to write a book. It may take a year. It may take a couple of years. In my case, I started this book, as I said, over 10 years ago. And, you know, let it sit for a long, long time and went back to it now and then. I had problems with the first chapter. And so once I finally figured out how to fix the first chapter, then I really got going on it. Probably spent the last year and a half on it, something like that. But one of the things about writing a book is if the book sells, the author's going to be encouraged and is going to want to write another book. If the book doesn't sell, the author's going to say, gosh, you know, I love the book, and, you know, a bunch of people read it, and they wrote to me, and they liked the book, but it's so much work, I just can't make a commitment to write another book unless the previous one is successful. So that's the way I feel anyway, and I would love to spend the rest of my life writing novels. And but it's important to have some success, some moderate success here. So right now, nobody knows about the book. Very few people know about it. You know how the whole book industry works. If you're already a famous author, you're going to get some publicity and so on. But if you're a nobody, you know, you have to kind of get out there and let people know that the book exists. I'm not complaining. It's just the way it is. So anyway, maybe you can help me out so I can be encouraged and write the next book. Go on the Today Show. Say hi to Larry King. Buy the big jet airplane. You know the drill. The book is called Nobody Speaks Hawaiian in New Jersey. I think you'll enjoy it. You can read a couple of chapters for free on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com, search books, type in the title, and have fun, and then please buy a copy. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.